Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci, and with the Venice Film Festival fast approaching, I'm very happy to be joined by the head of the Venice Film Market. Now, of course, this year, as other previous years, we were partners of the Venice Film Festival, so you can imagine that we will be keeping a close eye on the Venice Film Market as well. And I'm joined by Pascal Dio, who is the head of the Venice Film Market. So thanks very much for joining us.
You're welcome.
Right, so I mean, this year is the third edition of the market, is that correct?
That's right, yes.
And I mean, it's relatively young as a market, so I think a good place to start off would be, might be to talk about the success that it's had in the previous two editions and how it's going to evolve in this year.
But what, indeed, it's a pretty young film festival, film market, because even if the film festival was is one of the oldest in the world, we just started 2 years ago. What I have to say is last year we've got a 25% increase in almost every field, in accreditation, sales, in number of stands and market screening and so on and so on. So it was, I think it's a market which a lot of professional was waiting for, in fact, because of the renown of the festival itself. And so, as you probably know, this market will never be as Cannes or as in Berlin because of the structure of the festival itself, because of the venues we have and so on. So it's true that from the beginning I wanted to have a market really focusing on the networking, because people have the time to meet each other, to discuss, and so on. So this year in the new initiatives or feature that I am launching, I am focusing a lot on the producers. I have partnerships with European Producers Club on one part, with EAV, which is a European training program for producers, on the second part, and also of course with the Italian Trade Association, ANICA and AGPC, because this year I am doing a special Italian focus on the internationalization of the Italian industry, because it's a common word from, I would say, almost all trade associations. They have really understood that their future will be through the international market and international co-production. So that's why I am organizing several initiatives for this. And so I am organizing a lot of what we call networking session, allowing people to meet each other, so between producers, between, for instance, Italian and also international film commissions and the producers, between sales agent and independent exhibitors and so on and so on. So it's really the focus I am doing on this market. And at least I am launching a new co-production market this year in the Venice Film Market, which is a different kind of co-production, which doesn't exist still in the world, which is a gap financing co-production market. It means that all the projects have to have 70% of their financing in place. And so automatically I have a lot of financiers, producers, sales agents and distributors who are coming for this new co-production market, which is gathering 15 European projects.
Right, so, I mean, is it fair to say that this is a very informal market as opposed to other, maybe more formal ones in other festivals?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
And what kind of facilities would you offer for someone coming over to the market?
All depends. It's true that for a professional coming here, of course, we are inviting some of them, so we are providing them with an hotel, free accreditation, and so on. But for all the other one, all the market will take place on the third floor of the Excelsior, which is the main hotel, which is located in the heart of the festival. And we have, for all professionals, several venues, which are dedicated for each of them. One is the Industry Club, which is a special closed venue dedicated for sales agents, international distributors, and producers. And it's a place, it's a kind of lounge with table, chairs, catering service, and so on, where they can have all their meetings. Then after that, we have an exhibition area with different international institutions having each of them a stand. We have a DVL, which is a digital video library, allowing people to watch films which are not only shown in the different sections of the festival, but also which are proposed by the sales agent who are attending the market. We have market screenings, which are taking place in one of the theater of the festival. And we have all the initiatives I was speaking of, including a work in progress, screenings of film coming from Africa, Lebanon, Jordan, Palestine, and Syria.
Well, that's great. So it's a very global market as well.
Yes, it is, yes.
Like we mentioned before that there was a need for a festival like Venice to have a market. And I just want to understand just how international this market is. So you'll have people coming from all over the world at it.
Yes. Last year, to give you an example, we had around 1,400 professionals coming. I think out of this number, we had around, half coming from Italy, and the remaining half coming from all over the world.
All right. So, okay, so the festival, so the market runs from the 28th of August to the 2nd of September.
That's right.
So yeah. It's in the opening days of the festival. Is there a particular reason for that?
Well, yes, I have from the beginning put this market at the beginning of the festival for two reasons. One of them is, of course, because, as you know, we have Toronto, which is just after the Venice Film Festival. And I didn't want to overlap or to have any kind of sterile competition between us and between Toronto. So that's why I have put the market at the beginning of the festival. And so it allows all the professionals to come to Venice and then to fly back to fly to Toronto as soon as the market is over.
And so you're making life easier for everyone in the that will be coming
yes.
over. All right, well, thanks very much for joining us. I'm sure it'll be a very successful edition of the market.
Thank you to you.
And we'll make sure to follow it very closely this year at the festival.
Absolutely, and I am happy to have this specific partnership with you.
Thanks very much.
Really.
Thanks very much, Pascal.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Good to see you soon.
And this
bye-bye.
Is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.